Listen to part of a lecture in an astronomy class.
Okay, anyone remember what we discussed last class?
Planet formation. Like how planets form out of the gas and dust around young stars.
Good. And we discussed how diverse planets are in chemical composition, including elements basic to life. But beyond that, from the reading, what other factors are necessary for a planet to support life?
Well, there's got to be water on the surface, right?
Liquid water.
Right. So the planet can't be so far from its star that it's too cold for liquid water, or so close that it's too hot.
And that pretty well describes the habitable zone. The habitable zone's the area around a star, where the temperature isn't too extreme to support life. Earth's right in the middle of our sun's habitable zone. At its inner boundary, closer to the sun, is Venus, where, because of the intense heat, any water it has is locked in its steamy atmosphere. And on the outer edge is the dry and frozen planet Mars, which may have had some liquid water once. But Mars is so small that its atmosphere collapsed a very long time ago. In order to maintain an atmosphere, a planet needs enough mass, enough gravity, to hold a good, thick atmosphere in place. And that's essential if the planet's going to be able to stabilize its temperature and keep liquid water on its surface.
I'm not sure how that helps stabilize the planet's temperature.
Well, if an atmosphere's dense enough, especially if it's got a lot of carbon dioxide, it can trap heat, keep it from escaping from the surface. And astronomers have observed that the farther a planet is from its star, the more carbon dioxide there's likely to be in its atmosphere. So even comparatively distant planets might still be warm enough to have liquid water. And maybe life of some sort could exist in an atmosphere high in carbon dioxide. That's why researchers are taking a lot of interest in a planet called Gliese 581d. Gliese 581d orbits around a star called Gliese 581. Because of the planet's large mass, it has 7 times the mass of Earth, it's got enough gravity to maintain a dense atmosphere. Some researchers think it might be the first identified exoplanet capable of supporting life.
Exoplanet?
Yeah. A planet outside our solar system. An exoplanet orbits a star other than our sun. Gliese 581d was initially dismissed as too far from its star, and thus too cold, to support life. But researchers developed a complex computer program that allowed them to analyze conditions in many possible combinations, and the results were surprising. Even though this planet's on the very outer edge of the habitable zone, if it does have a dense, mostly carbon dioxide atmosphere, which is likely, it'd trap enough heat to partially make up for that distance.
Partially?
Well, we still haven't talked about the star itself, Gliese 581. It's what's known as a red dwarf. The light from this star is on the red side of the spectrum. Our own sun has much more blue in its light. When our sun's light reaches our atmosphere, some of its blue light bounces off the air molecules.
That's why the sky's blue?
Right. It's called Rayleigh scattering. Rayleigh scattering keeps a lot of the sun's energy from reaching Earth's surface, but the light from Gliese 581, remember, is mostly red. Just about all of it penetrates the atmosphere of Gliese 581d, and that, along with the carbon dioxide, could add and maintain enough heat to make up for the planet's distance from its star.